See, they were speaking God's purpose over my life before I even understood what was going on. Do you hear what I'm saying? And that helps us, each of us individually, live into that. You know, I had to be a chemist before I lived into that vision that was spoken over my life. But they pronounced God's values on my life. Do you hear what I'm talking about this morning? All right? They gave me God esteem. Church family, that is our responsibility. We need to pronounce God's values on these children and youth, and we need to give them God esteem. Let's say that together. We need to give them God esteem. And parents, let us have the honor. Let us as a church community have the honor to be able to do that in your children and your youth's life. Do you hear what I'm saying? Help them be present with us so we can pronounce God's values and God's esteem on their life. Believe me, you will never, ever regret it. You will not regret it. It's important that our kids hear blessings of God over their life. The church community lives in the present, but we speak God's future. Amen? All right, God's priority. The first thing we need to paint in our kids and youth is God esteem. The next thing is God priority. That's down behind those candles. We're going to take care of that in the next few weeks. But God priority is what that is down there. Let's look at verses 68 and 69 in Luke. So get those Bibles back out. 68 and 69 in Luke 1. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for He has looked favorably on His people and redeemed them. God has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of His servant David. What were the first things out of Zechariah's mouth over this child? What does that start with? Blessed be the what? Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Let me ask you, what is the language of your home? What is the language of your home? The first words that young John heard from his father's lips were blessings toward God. Do you hear that? What you talk about becomes the demonstrated priority of your life. I want you to hear that. What you talk about becomes the demonstrated priority of your life. The Bible says that out of the overflow of your heart, your mouth speaks. Now tell me, if that is the case, you don't have to raise your hands. If that is the case, how many of us have been embarrassed about where our heart is? Out of the overflow of our heart, our mouth speaks. Whenever I wrote that down, that was an ouch moment for this pastor. We are a culture that breeds debt. We are a culture that breeds debt. We are a generation of debtors, and we teach our kids how to go into debt. We are a generation that is self-focused, and we teach our kids to be self-focused. It is critical, moms and dads, grandparents, godparents, and church family, that we are not demonstrating consumption, but that we are demonstrating service. Because our kids watch us, and our values become their values. And this is another scary statement. Our gods will become their gods. Our gods will become their gods. It takes absolutely all of us to mentor and resource the next generation. We have got to show our children and youth that God is our language and God is our priority. A good way to start is to talk with God with our kids. Now, for those of you that didn't hear that, that means pray. We need to talk to God and with our kids. So we pray with our kids. We allow our kids to pray. We go hand in hand with our kids into our prayer life so that they can experience that. We need to stop cussing and using the Lord's name in vain. We just got to stop it. Now tell me. You know, well, Eric, I don't cuss, but the other day I hear, gosh darn it. You know what gosh is the slang for? You know what darn is the slang for? You don't have to say it. You know it. So if I say what I just said, I won't say it again. What am I actually saying? Folks, we have to think about what comes out of our mouth. All of us know that have had children. A child says, where'd they get out? Where'd that come from? And then a couple days later, you hear yourself say the exact same thing. Anybody ever done that? Yeah. We have to watch what comes out of our mouth for our own sakes as well as our child's sake.